Benin El said further that the ways of Hashem are different than the ways of human beings. Nature of a human is that when he sews a garment for himself, a suit of clothes, or he buys one, when it is new, it's very dear to him. He enjoys it. He's thrilled with the fact that he has a new suit, garment, and he appreciates it. As it gets older, becomes worn, becomes less valuable, and less important in his eyes, until finally he discards it. Kaviyocho, with Hashem it's different. Hashem created the world. At first, the world was not perfected. As time goes by, each generation, there are innovations added. Hashem keeps sending down new things. These new inventions that come out, of course, Benedel says that it's ridiculous to say that these scientists are the ones who discovered or who invented these items. There are no items that were actually invented or discovered by scientists. All these things were the will of Hashem to become revealed to the world at that certain moment. It was then that Hashem sent this thought into this human being. He selected one so-called scientist to make it look more natural rather than miraculous. But this person was working on a certain project a long time to come up with this innovation, this new item, a novel idea. Of course, it's not that he's any wiser than his predecessors. The scientists of a generation back were much wiser. They had much deeper insight, but the time was not yet right. It was not the will of Hashem this thing should come into the world yet. So as time goes by, Hashem keeps perfecting the world more and more. But this is not the point, speaking about the fact that when the world was new, it was not as valuable. As it gets older, it is of greater value in the eyes of Hashem. Not because of the fact that Franklin invented electricity, or Fulton invented the steamboat, or any of the other medical innovations, discovery of sulfur and so forth. The things that perfect the world and improve the world are the tzaddikim of each generation. The fact that the first generations, there were Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The world was much better than before they came. Then we had Moshe Rabbeinu. Each generation subsequently, there were more and more tzaddikim added to the first ones. There is no generation without a tzaddik, without tzaddikim. So therefore, each generation that comes, we have the additional tzaddikim added to the previous ones, which makes the world much better, much more enhanced, much greater beauty. Though, with our physical eyes, it would seem to us that the world has no beauty at all. In fact, the world in the past few generations has become very dark. In a sense, the light seems to have gone out. This darkness has spread immeasurably. And we find that as far as morals and principles, they're sort of dying out. It's a world filled with evil, with corruption, with moral pollution. So that the world now does not have the goodness, the so-called law and order that existed a generation or two before. In that respect, of course, it is true. It would seem superficially the world is getting worse, is being spoiled. But in truth, in the spiritual sense, the world is being perfected because no matter what happens, the mitzvahs that are being done each generation accumulate. And the more there are, the more that become amassed to a point where this generation is better than the past, because whatever mitzvahs are done now are added to those that already were accumulated previously. Plus the fact, it's very important to note, as the Rizal says, the Ben Azal told the Nosanzal personally, that we would ask, Chaim Tausel asked the Rizal, how could you say, for instance, that this generation is good, on the past generations, many generations back, there were such great tzaddikim. You had the Tanoim, Amidoim, on the time of the Baal Shem Tov. Recently, it's just 200 years ago, 150 years ago, you had Baal Shem Tov's Tamidim, who was such great tzaddikim, they could perform miracles. You had the era of the Geidel. What do you have today? Today it's a dirty yosan. Comparatively, we're orphans. So how can you compare now the tzaddikim of today or the religious Jews of today to those of the past? The biggest Talmud Chacham today couldn't compare to a tailor of 200 years ago. The smallest person then knew how to learn much better than the biggest Talmud Chacham today. So of what value is a religious Jew today? This question was asked 400 years ago. Reb Chaim Vital asked the Arizal, how could you compare us today to the Tanakh? Arizal said that Chaim Vital, you, my student, can be compared to Rabbi Akiva. Chaim Vital was taken aback by this word. He couldn't understand it. He asked, how could you say it? Of course, he respected implicitly the word of his Rebbe Arizal, Yad Kodesh. But he was shocked by such a statement. You know, he wouldn't say a word like that loosely. How can you compare me to Rabbi Akiva? How can you compare any Jew today to Tanoim? Arizal answered, because as generations go by, it is much more difficult to perform mitzvahs. So especially, let's say, 400 years after that, today, nowadays, the Ben Azal foretold, predicted, will come a time that a person, an ordinary person, regular Jew, will go to a restaurant to wash his hands for bread. And the people sitting there will say, wow, look at this tzaddik. He's going to wash his hands. Who does that now? Then also the person washing his hands for bread will be regarded in the same light as the Baal Shem Tov was in his time. Exactly. First today going to wash his hands, they'll say, look at this. Must be the Baal Shem Tov of this generation. Washing his hands for bread, because it becomes so difficult and ratio to perform mitzvahs that the mitzvah itself, the smallest mitzvah, gains much more value. According to the Fum Tzadah Agri, according to the difficult performance, that's how valuable the mitzvah is. So today, we should not belittle these items. Think that today, any person today can become as big as Rabbi Akiva without going through the many decades of torment and suffering and doing without dying a horrible death at the end, then put to death by the Roman king. A person can reach a madrega like that, such kedusha, by simple mitzvahs. Today it is not necessary going through so much to get that elevation, that rank. A person today who serves Hashem with sincerity, with simplicity, b'fshitas, gets up in the morning, very sincerely sees that he performs the first mitzvah, and that is to go to shul. Does not miss going to shul to daven shachas with a minyan. He won't belittle the idea of davening by staying home, has to show him davening alone, as that is called a treifa tefillah. To him, going to shul is part of his life. He expects to eat, of course, but first, he must pay his respects to Hashem. A very simple-minded Jew, but very sincere. To him, that's his ritual, that's his life. A person like that is serving Hashem in purity that can compare to the purity of great tzaddikim of the past, who devoted their days and nights as ascetics, as prushim. They would fast day after day, they'd fast a whole week. They're fasting a week. There's no greater than a Jew today, possibly, who sees that the week doesn't go by without missing even one day of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Every day he has a Shachas Mincha Matar with a Minyan. That could be as valuable today, could be as valuable as a Jew who in those days would fast the whole week. As generations go by, the mitzvahs become more and more valuable, and therefore, as generations go by, they accumulate. And they are added to the past ones, so that ultimately, final tikkun will be when Mashiach Khan will complete the whole tikkun of the world. But the world is improving, is getting better, is getting worth more as time goes by, different than the case of a human being. Again, the ultimate perfection will be reached when Mashiach comes, that will be the Gemara, the finishing touch to the tikkun island. The world will then be perfect.